Have you ever found yourself feeling a tad worthless? Feeling as though other people use you when it suits them, but deep down that they don't value you? You wouldn't be alone in that place, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Any real estate agent will tell you that no matter what you think your house may be worth, it's only worth what someone else is prepared to pay. The purchaser is the one who sets the price, not the vendor. So when it comes to you, what are you worth? Well, the answer's simple. You're worth what someone else is prepared to pay for you. Other people all too often want to discount our value. They treat us as a disposable commodity to be used when it suits them and discarded when they're done with us. And the more that happens, the more worthless we feel. Perhaps that's why low self-esteem is such a pandemic. But God values you in a whole different way. He made you what you are. You are the apple of his eye. Of course, that's easy for me to say. Talk is cheap. Someone suffering from low self-esteem would quite rightly say, prove it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross. He did this so that we would stop living for sin and live for what's right. By his wounds, you were healed. Your worth is what someone else is prepared to pay for you. So, do you want to know what you're really worth? Look at the cross. See what God was prepared to pay for you. God gave the life of his son to purchase you back from the consequences of your sin. You're worth what someone else is prepared to pay for you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Here's a powerful truth. Jesus did die to purchase you back. God does love you beyond words, and yet when we let his word, God's word, have sway in our lives, that truth becomes the powerful, overriding reality of our lives. That truth ends up setting you free. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.